علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently focusing on the 16th sermon, where Imam Ali alayhi salam is explaining about his strategy and his the approach that he's going to use in reforming the government and to bring about justice in the society. And he starts off very powerfully explaining what he will do. But before that, as I mentioned earlier, he mentions a very bitter reality to the people and tells them that أَلَا وَإِنَّ بَلِيَّتَكُمْ قَدْ عَادَتْ, that very polytheism that you used to perform has returned back to you. كَهَيْئَتِهَا يَوْمَ بَعَثَ اللَّهُ نَبِيَّهُ, in the same way that it was at the time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam towards you. Yes, that time you used to worship the idols by bowing down to stone, but nowadays you are bowing down and obeying people and leaders that do not have any religious backing, and you're just obeying them without questioning and without really seeing the philosophy behind that. And that is the problem that you're facing today.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam goes on to explain the people that you see, the problem that you're facing today is the same that was there before the coming of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are, in reality, Imam Ali alayhi salam is telling them that you are a wreckage. I have inherited a wreckage, basically. A government that is destroyed, that is weak, whose inherent reality is a wreck, whose inherent reality is lack of faith. Yes, you would say that, this government of the Islamic Empire is quite huge. It starts from Persia, from the Persian Empire, which was broken down and destroyed. So the whole of Persian Empire was under Islam at that time. So Persia was under Islam, At the same time, you go towards the Roman Empire and you see all of those countries under the Islamic Empire, Syria, up until the borders of the Roman Empire. So it was a huge empire. But yet, Imam Ali alayhi salam says that this is a wreck because of there being no soul in this apparent glamorous society. There was unprincipalism. There was lack of principles. One of the most important principles of Islam is that a human being is honorable. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم من قتل نفسا بغير نفس أو فساد في الأرض فكأنما قتل الناس جميعا. The one who kills a person without any fault, like he just kills a person, maybe not because that person has killed another one. So sometimes you execute a person because he has killed another person. No, you just kill him without a reason. Or you kill a person without him having done any oppressive acts or any corruption in the land. If you do that, if you kill a faultless, innocent person, it's as if you have killed the whole of humanity. So look at the honor that Islam is giving to a human being. And in another narration, Imam Zainul Abidin says, فَلَيْسَ لِأَنفُسِكُمْ ثَمَنٌ إِلَّا الْجَنَّةِ فَلَا تَبِعُوهَا بِغَيْرِهَا. He says that the value of your nafs, of the human soul, of the human entity, is only and only heaven. So therefore, do not sell it for anything lesser than that.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. We were saying that, you see now, the apparently glamorous Islamic society with huge pieces of land and huge resources was still, in the eyes of Imam Ali alayhi salam, a wreckage. And we say that that's because some of the principles were thwarted. One of those principles was that the human being is... one of those principles is that the human being has a lot of value, but this value was taken away from a human being. Let me give you examples. For example, Abu Dharr, one of those very beautiful and excellent human beings, he was, because he tried to speak the truth, he was put on top of a camel, tied onto it without a saddle, and was driven from Syria, from Sham to Medina without a saddle, and his legs were tied in such a way that he began to bleed. He was so much in pain and so much tortured. This was actually a form of torture, you see. This is why. Why? Because he tried to speak the truth. Another group of people, they were complaining to that caliph before that was there before Imam Ali alayhi salam, and telling him that, you know, the governor that you have appointed is oppressive, he's being a dictator and he's being evil to us. So that caliph just looks at them and tells them some sweet words and then sends them off. And behind them he sends a letter to that same governor and tells him that do whatever you want with this group of people by giving their names. Say, for example, this person, whoever, Zayd, Amr, Bakr, whoever they came to me, they complained to me about you, now you have the right to do whatever you want to them. This is how the value of human beings was reduced, that they cannot even speak about the reality, speak about the truth. So now you're expecting this particular society to be praised by Imam Ali alayhi salam? Verily, no. So let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us the opportunity to understand how a true Islamic society runs and how we can be of service in the right way. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد ف فاز من ولا هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه